Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 21st day of December, 2011. Our nation and the rest of the world, from China to England, from Russia to Mexico, is being imploded by design and brought to its knees through controlled depression. We have this from the IMF and World Bank documents, BBC 2002, their plan, and they are now carrying it out. Massive new banker bailouts, which is really just direct taxation over the population to the big six megabanks. Much of it U.S. taxpayer money has now been announced in Europe. Last year at Davos, they wanted $100 trillion in new taxpayer money. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The globalists want to shut down all of their competition. The worst of the worst have competed to get control of society. They engage in high-tech propaganda to manipulate and befuddle and bamboozle the dumbstruck population. We are here to shake people out of their morass, out of their dazed existence, to become actual actors in the game of life, to be on the field, not mindless, programmable spectators, nothing but virtual biological androids. I knew this would come. I knew that Louisiana and surrounding areas were a beta test. I knew at the time they were going door-to-door confiscating guns in the high and dry areas and killing U.S. citizens. It was all a big exercise in martial law and media control. The government cut the police lines. Sheriffs and others went public. They jammed police communications as the storm hit so they could claim that the police stood down and set a pretext for FBI leading regular army, big army, National Guard, and military police and SWAT teams from around the country. You saw that happen almost 6 years ago. Now, as the welfare state implodes, as the crime accelerates in Chicago, in fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson and the Nemo add this right now, in Chicago and in New Orleans, but the new article is on Louisiana and New Orleans. Remember Blagojevich just a month or so before he got indicted? He can pull this up. It was in the Associated Press and the audio of it, and said, we want National Guard and regular army doing door-to-door gun sweeps. And they've actually had them now in Chicago quietly. So we should, by the way, add that caveat to this to show folks that it is a Democratic Party, but Bush did it as well, operation where they've got state reps on TV saying, we want troops on the streets to stop the guns and the drugs. The guns the government ships in and the drugs the government ships in. Here are the articles by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. Louisiana state officials calls for troops on the streets. National Guard engaged in door-to-door gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. That was a beta test. And here is Kurt Nemo's excellent article, top story at Infowars.com as well. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Do I need to tell you to get these articles and get them out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube's got social network systems as well? Do I need to tell you to do that? This is an absolute red alert because in Iowa, in Indiana, in California, in Florida, in Michigan, in Illinois, in Boston, in Dallas, Texas, different cities, statewide, you name it, they're having knock and talk where they come now with the army, with the police. This is in the news. We'd like to talk about your firearms today, ma'am. Mind if we come in? And then they basically force their way in. In Boston, they admit they just forced their way in. No warrants. And they are really getting the police drilled and ready to commit these crimes under peer pressure. And so it's on. I've got the audio and the video from CNN. Coming up on the other side of this break where they're like, absolutely, let's put troops on the streets and let's get those guns. That's how you fight crime. The war on drugs is not going to be the war on your guns. And the same people ship both in to the criminals. folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Strap yourselves in today, my friends. This is incredibly important information. Unfortunately, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, our worst concerns are proven right, and our analysis is just absolutely devastatingly on. Because we're following globalist documents, planning, drills, we reverse engineered the parts that aren't declassified and have just been absolutely spot on. If I have to say we've been 99% correct on the big picture, it's because the 1% is that it's just always worse than we thought. It's always worse than we thought. The criminality that we have in the government and in the mega corporations that control it is unparalleled in history. Now, you know that there are literally hundreds of newspapers and TV stations right now, including CBS News, Bloomberg, Associated Press. I can't even track it all. And I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, only spent about 30 minutes on that, and there were hundreds of them saying Ron Paul is nuts. He believes there's a plan to put military on the streets. He is insane. This is, and of course, Alex Jones is just as evil. I'm in the articles as well, and they have links to where he said it on my show. This is when we have endless congressional clips and more we found on C-SPAN that are up at InfoWars.com right now, with the entire Congress basically going, yes, Obama can now kill any U.S. citizens he wants, torture them, arrest anybody. Well, let me tell you something. Just because you claim you have dictatorial powers Just because some teleprompter reader and the criminals that put him in office and bankrolled him say that doesn't mean it's so. And, of course, these powers will be passed on to the next person. I don't even think they plan on making Obama a dictator. It's the office of the presidency that the bureaucracy and the special interest puppeteer. That's who is going to use this power. And they might use it next month. They might use it 2 years from now. I'm not saying they couldn't pull something like that, stage a bunch of domestic terror attacks, start arresting opposition, shut down the Internet. I mean, they've said they're going to do all of this. You know, it's not kooky anymore. When you talk about Internet censorship, it's all over the Internet. The head of the FCC is warning about it right now. Google's come out and said it's true. And the Pentagon says, we don't care. We'll shut down what we want. I mean, it's even creeping out some of the powerful elites that are out there because this is getting down to the wire. And I want to say something. I have seen, again, literally scanning over them, 50 or more articles that I had time to look at. From Red State and CBS, you name it, attacking Ron Paul. And almost every comment is for Ron Paul. It is not just some highly vocal minority that swarms every article. It is people on Red State that say, hey, I'm not even a Ron Paul supporter, but stop lying about him. And so since they pulled out the stops 2 days ago and started the racist smear, like they did on Rand and all the rest of it, his numbers have gone up even more in Iowa and New Hampshire. So it's definitely backfiring right now, which shows you, and I've watched this process for 17 years on air, 19 years awake, tracking media intensely every day. I've never seen the awakening this turbocharged. And I can tell you, I can feel the establishment. I can see it in their actions, their memos that are public because they're so arrogant still about how great a new Oklahoma City would be to blame on domestic groups, Financial Times of London, Democratic Party press releases. I mean, they don't even veil them. Even Glenn Beck said a year ago, they're getting ready to stage new Oklahoma cities, pointing at Democrats on the screen and blame it on conservatives. You bet they are. I mean, they don't even hide it. They think we're so dumb. They think you're so dumb. Even though they're a little awake and a little concerned about the awakening, they still can't help their old arrogant instincts. And so last night we re-showed those memos and documents and clips of Glenn Beck admitting that the government's preparing to stage terror attacks. Look, if you don't come to grips with the fact that criminals have hijacked the federal government and call their bluff, and realize that they're staging the terror attacks and they're financing the Muslim terrorist in every major case and protecting them and that they're setting up domestic groups. If you don't come to grips with the facts, they're going to use this tool to gut this country. And that means devalue your dollar and take your pension funds. Just as sure as the sun rose this morning and just as sure as it's going to set this evening, it is going to happen. They are following a recipe, a blueprint, a program, a plan, a operational manual that they've done in countless countries. The Army's false flag manual was leaked by WikiLeaks 4 years ago. The Army did not deny that that was theirs. They said, we're going to find out who released this and we're going to prosecute them. Okay? I've had a lot of family in the Army, folks, who were officers. And let me tell you, what they will say will blow you away. And they're saying it's a lot worse than that. Okay? Stop being naive little kids, okay? America's the big global empire. Not the American people. They're in a narcoleptic state, you know, walking through life literally in a dream state. America, look, America has murdered 51 million of its babies and just says, oh, they're not humans. So don't tell me evil can't happen. It is happening. We had a government 60 years ago shooting black men up with syphilis and watching them die over 45 years. We have a government that sterilized 500,000 women in this country on record because they had below a B-plus average under eugenics. We have a government that 5 years ago was admitted in the New York Daily News until the story got shut down because CPS workers wouldn't be that evil. And they said, we grab little black kids and we take them who are totally healthy. And we give them to Big Pharma. Here are the facilities. And a month later, they're dead. They're dead. In some of the studies, they give them pesticides and strap them down and kill them in the course of a month. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you shine on to this government, you might as well get on your knees and say, Satan, I love you, and I want to go to hell. And I know you worldly people don't believe in the devil. Whatever. You're going to manifest hell on earth. I mean, really, let's grow up here. Okay, you know what? I'm not even getting to my top story yet. I should. It's just, it's all coming true. I told you New Orleans was a beta test. Then we saw Governor Blagojevich 1 month before he got indicted. And I've got to call Paul and Kurt. Kurt's here in the office. I got to call Paul and have him add this because that just backs it up more. I just, looking at these articles, just remembered the Marine Corps checkpoints in California, the gun confiscation drills in Iowa. We've got to give them full spectrum analysis or folks are going to be in denial. We've got to show them more points. It's a standard system, graduated, successive approximation, incremental buildup, inchworm attack profile. And he said, because of the crime in Chicago, we're going to do door-to-door gun confiscation with the National Guard and regular Army. And you know what? They've done some of those tests. But they'll have the Army standing around outside while the police do it, which is still illegal. You saw the gun confiscation door-to-door in New Orleans, and the media for 6 months after said it isn't true till the videos of it got released. Even when we had ABC News reporting it, people said that's not true until it all came out. People were in denial. They went all over the state, not just New Orleans. They were confiscating guns in towns in Mississippi. They were taking guns in Red Stick, in Baton Rouge. They're doing this stuff all over the place. I've been to the drills where they train to take your guns. I've had the military send me Cooperative Nugget in Louisiana. Training drills, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. The stuff's on YouTube where the role players are Americans with foreign troops and they practice taking your guns. What am I getting to now? CNN, up on Infowars.com right now. We'll show you on screen the two top red links. Louisiana rep moves to violate posse comitatus and put troops on New Orleans streets. And Kurt since changed that headline because the article is really about Ron Paul. It's now, hit refresh on that for me. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Next article under it. One that I put together with Paul Watson. Paul did the lion's share of the work there. I just sat there and data streamed at him and sent him some links. Paul Watson, Alex Jones, Louisiana state officials call for troops on streets. National Guard engaged in door-to-door gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. And who led them? The FBI, who will do anything they're told. If it means torching Waco, they're on board. That's who was in command of the Delta Force and all of it. If it means sitting there and shooting little kids in the head and blowing women's heads off if they hold babies in their arms because they dared to hide out in their own property with guns, they wanted to get domestic terrorism legislation passed at Ruby Ridge and Waco. And when both backfired on them and made them look bad, they blew up Oklahoma City. And we even know the names of the FBI agents that ran the stinking thing and were seen by police. Of course, they murdered them. Some of them got the information out before they killed the medical doctors and police officers deader than a hammer. And then we found the receipts at the hotels, how they were already in town when they lied about that. And it's not fun, and it's creepy to get up here and talk about these people because I know who they are. And the fact that they'll blow little kids up in a daycare center shows you who they are. Totally turned over to the dark side, 100% willing to do anything. And the only way to defeat an enemy like that is to man up and admit to yourself who they are and to say, I'm committed against you, and that's the end of it, no matter what happens. And you know what? They take us out individually, folks. We grow 100 more heads. And in their old paradigm, they'd smash us individually. But that only gave the Tree of Liberty more power. So now they just try to poison the general water supply, the food, dumb everybody down. When we come back, the top story before I get into global economic meltdown by design, incredible police state, TSA. Oh, by the way, the military is going to be exempt now from the TSA. You see, the enforcer class is going to be exempt. The citizens are the enemy.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round. How to grow extremely nutrient-dense food and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh, there's a war on for your mind, all right. Look at the center of DrudgeReport.com. Local cops ready for war with DHS-funded military weapons. Armored cars with turrets, drones, military-grade assault rifles. Articles pouring out everywhere where they're getting microwave guns, sound cannons, even non-law enforcement groups being given giant cases of shotguns. What do they know? The minute they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 99 and allowing the central banks to go hog wild and make unlimited fake money, Ponzi schemes, that they could then sign us onto. The minute they got rid of that, it was just pure martial law training 24/7. And 12, 13 years later, the military's awake. 70%+ of the donations to Ron Paul. Period. Of all the other presidential candidates. But they've got specialized mercenaries, specialized that they've questionnaired. They've got, I would say they probably got 10 brigades from my sources and studying what they've announced and what I've seen. They've got about 10 brigades. How many? What's 10 times 4,000? I mean, they've got 40,000 troops that will eat their guts and ask for seconds and shoot American citizens all day long. And then they've got all these public deals that are in Toronto Star, Washington Post, and over the years I'm like, look at this. They say they'll use foreign troops in America during civil emergencies. And then you see NLE 09 from FEMA saying it 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And then you see at the Olympics, Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada bossing Canadians around. I mean, we're in the North American Union. And they tell Europeans in Germany and France, you will pay any taxes we say. We're going to send EU police, paramilitary police, in to collect it. It's just like when our government's been used for over 100 years to invade Latin American countries that don't pay fake loan sharking debts to private banks. Smedley Butler, Marine Corps, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, exposed all that. I mean, our government is illegitimate. It runs the drugs. It runs it all. And I've just got stacks of news coming in, mainstream news, about tanks, microwave guns, sound cannons. I didn't even cover this last week. We covered it on the nightly news. They're coming out, Raytheon, and local police departments are getting them, with a riot shield that has a system that transmits a wavelength where you can't breathe and chokes you. And, nosebleeds, all of it. They're calling it a Darth Vader choke shield. Darth Vader, chokes people with his mind. The police come up to you, and of course, they're going to want to use it and pull the trigger. It's like, people, they kill rubber bullets right up close, and they just choke you. And again, they call it less lethal, then they kill us with the weapons, the tasers, the rest of it. And then it's just a training aid that everybody used to sing the public shot with rubber bullets and the rest of it, then it's real bullets. Of course, this won't go quite like China and other places. If 1% of the population fights back that has guns, that's 1.5 million. I would not want to be one of the bully boys if this kicks off. And believe me, I don't want it to kick off. We're not going to be on air. The total collapse is a certainty if that happens. Our whole world is a disaster zone, and you know where they're coming first. They'll whack Ron Paul so fast it'll make your head spin. Plane crash, heart attack. They'll pull me over. I mean, they had the Houston police, who's got known government hit teams on it, pull that CIA section chief over, Carnaby, a few years ago, who was blowing the whistle. He got out peacefully. They just got him down and executed him right there on the spot, on the news. They don't care. Listen, the drugs alone in this country is $500 billion a year. You know what it's like to control the greatest military empire in the world? Special interests came in here and fought with each other tooth and nail to get control. The most evil of the evil, survival of the most wicked. And they're now in control, and they hoped their propaganda would work on people, but because a lot of us knew the truth, we got the jump on them. And because they were arrogant, we got the jump on them. But now they know. And they are going to want to launch this, and they're going to try to sell it. I'm going to come back and play the video clips and analyze it. They're going to want to sell this on, look at the welfare checks. Don't buy the food anymore. People are rioting. The crime is so horrible. And they beta test it on, the groups that, that's just the minorities. But if you read the documents and if you look at the checkpoints around the country in Tennessee, California, other places, they're going after people that wear John Deere hats. I mean, I've seen like 10 articles in the last 3 days about Amish nationwide being raided by SWAT teams. And who are legally selling milk. I mean, we go to San Antonio once a week and get fresh milk up there. Everybody gets it. It's totally legal. They don't care. There's not even a law. And there's one sheriff saying no to them, saying you don't even come with warrants. There's not even a law. I mean, they're raiding people everywhere. Lemonade stands, people with gardens. I mean, the government is basically doing everything Stalin did. Our government is cancer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's all coming down.
It's 2 a.m.
We're talking about world government, my friends, run by a group of scientists, technocrats, who have been playing with us like we're lab rats, studying psychological warfare, propaganda, chemical, biological manipulation. That's who the New World Order is. In their own words, a scientific dictatorship with a bunch of little paid liar politicians that they fund from the local right up to the state, the federal, the international, and the more slimy, the more sickening, the more criminal they are, the higher they go up the chain. And that's what's going on. So here are the articles. You can see it in CBS, Bloomberg, everywhere. Ron Paul being attacked for his interview here last Tuesday. So 8-9 days ago, they said Ron Paul says he's worried about military on the street and arrest of citizens. This is the type of crazy paranoia. Meanwhile, hundreds of articles are about congressmen and senators warn this allows Obama to even kill U.S. citizens and detain you for life secretly. And we play all the clips, but see, they just put it in the articles like it's nuts, counting on the public being totally stupid. These reporters all know full well what they're doing. All the neocon sites are like, look at this crazy Ron Paul on Alex Jones talking about troops on the streets and gun confiscation. And then meanwhile, they're drilling all over the country to carry this out, and the articles are up at InfoWars.com. Louisiana state officials call for troops on the streets. National Guard engaged in door-to-door gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. Don't forget that. And the other article by Kurt Nemo, martial law attempt in Louisiana, echoes Ron Paul's warning. You ought to get these articles and send them to the paid hacks at Bloomberg and CBS and Red State and the rest of them and say, how are you going to feel as the depression intensifies? How are you going to like it when they end up first registering and then fully confiscating guns? How are you going to like being occupied? How do you like the TSA checkpoints already being set up on highways? How do you like what America's turned into? How do you like? I mean, I remember 10 years ago talking about face scanning cameras and license plate readers and being laughed at as they were putting them in. Now they're giving tanks, armored vehicles, microwave guns, sound cannons, and telling local police, prepare for war with the American people. I had Arde Saveda in here, the Austin police chief, who I think at the end of the day is a good person, but is so in the system that he's slowly awakening. I don't want to get him in trouble, but he said a few things off record that, you know, show me that he's basically, well, I'm not going to even get into it. And of course, you know, when I get people like him in studio, I shouldn't immediately try to get them, you know, to break and stop going on their script, because that just makes them go more into the turtle shell when I start, you know, going at them 100 miles an hour right out of the gates. But I said, what are you going to do when they want to put military on the streets? And he said the sky would literally have to be falling to have military on the streets. Really, Art? All over the country, the National Guard and old bases are providing, FEMA says, we'll give you this money, county or city, but you got to move in with the military in this base. They're using the military to, quote, surveil pot growers, and now it's extremist, or now it's families that are right-wing on their farm and predator drones. That's how they always sell it. It's here, Art. And just because people like you aren't consciously evil, just because you haven't been to the urban warfare drills, doesn't mean that we're not going down this road. And I saw it with the governor of Illinois pushing troops on the streets. I've seen others calling for it. And the idea is locals, the states, the counties, the cities, no, are federalized, and it's now federalized. Another thing that's unconstitutional. National Guard, it has to patrol the streets, and the state rep says that it made the people have good morale and feel good. Yeah, the feds jam communications of the police. Everything breaks down. And then they send the military in, not to give food and water for 6 days, but to go into high and dry areas and loot and rob houses, as happened on record. Police were caught robbing banks, robbing Walmarts. We first reported they were shooting people trying to walk out on the dry bridges. Imagine you're trying to walk out on the dry highways, and the feds ordered the police to shoot citizens, and then the feds indicted the local cops who followed orders. I remember at the time we had eyewitnesses saying, oh, they're shooting people, families that try to get out. There's dead bodies everywhere. They're hiding the dead bodies. They're claiming they died from water. And the local police got on TV. One of them was the parish sheriff and cried and said, the feds told us not to go in and rescue anybody. So the first day I called my mama, her phone was still, cell phone was still working, battery. Mama, I'm coming to get you out of the nursing home. The second day, the third day, the fourth day, I said, I'm coming, Mama. They're going to let me soon. And on the fifth day, she was dead. Oh, Mama, oh, Mama. The feds tell me I can't get my mama, and you sit there and let your mama die? I mean, oh, my gosh, you're a fed. Ship some guns in to Mexico and to Indiana and Florida to drug gangs and Honduras. Oh, ship some cocaine in. That's all in the federal documents. Nobody gets in trouble. I mean, a bunch of crooks in suits. Everybody's so scared of them and their black Suburbans and flashing lights. They're dirt. They're murderers. They're dirtbag rats. They're scum. They're Hitlers. Hitler had an office. Hitler had uniforms. You're supposed to bow down and kiss his boots? Kiss his wart-covered derriere? Huh? No! No! Stalin had military all around him and uniforms and the rest of it. Every other country in history has gone this route. Do we really want to go here? Folks, now there's no room for denial anymore. We're right up to it now. a big criminal group who has committed to implode the country, who's stolen over 600 times the debts that this country actually owes. Well, $655 trillion that they claim we owe, then internationally it's $1.5 quadrillion, so it's 100 times or so. What supposedly we even owe the $14.5 trillion. I mean, it's all a giant stinking fraud. And they put these people up on TV to sell the public. The answer is the military. That's called martial law. They're saying put New Orleans under martial law. And they're preparing Chicago and Detroit. What do you think daytime curfews are in some areas of Arkansas? There are areas of Arkansas. I can play the CNN clips of those. Just type in Arkansas towns under martial law. And it shows the cops going, in the town of 40,000, the citizens feel much safer because of the crime. And it shows checkpoints. They're like, where are you going? Let me see your ID. All right, you're allowed to drive through. To leave their houses at the end of the block. And again, this is sold as if it's safe. Meanwhile, the government lets 30 million illegals be felons, and then millions of those engage in any crime they want and have any aliases they want. The government loves the crime. The government sociologists and anthropologists and psychologists know that the prisons are colleges for crime. They know the more prisons they build, the more crime we're going to have. They know the more people are going to go in there for petty crimes and come out with master's degrees, PhDs in crime. They know that. There's been globalist manuals that came out 50-plus years ago on that. What was it? It was like a Chicago police chief, something like 20-something years ago, got caught and recorded going, yeah, they don't know. We love the crime. Yeah. This is what they do. And you notice it's Chicago. It's New Orleans. It's all these big welfare state, corrupt, dependent cancer zones. Cancer zones where you've got dependent people just programmed by Jerry Springer and gangster music and the whole culture. And then, oh my gosh, a baby got shot. We got to do something because there were toys under the tree and the baby's dead. Well, you know what? You should have done whatever you could to get out of that hellish ward. And believe me, I don't want to hear it. This country's poor people are some of the richest poor people in the world. That's changing. That's why it's going to explode now. But you should do whatever you've got to get out, to go live in the country, to get extra jobs, to do what it takes. I mean, I look at these women, these poor women, and I feel sorry for them. And they look like they weigh about 600 pounds, and they're in there in this government programming zone, and they're talking about, oh my gosh, the crime. You know, they should be talking about why is the government ship the drugs in here to destabilize this area. And why have we bought into the big government welfare society that's destroyed our culture completely? Instead, they get up there and say, I'm an official and not a servant, and other officials, we all want to have the military on the streets. So, I want everybody to get these articles and get them out to everyone you know. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. And the other article, Louisiana state officials call for troops on the streets. And I told you, they're not going to just say, we're arresting political dissidents and we're taking over society because we're an evil government. They're going to bring us into incremental depression with upwards of 50 million people on food stamps. As those food stamps, even though you're still issued them, won't buy as much food as they did before. As people don't have money to buy their crack cocaine anymore. As all of this happens, there's going to be more and more crime, more and more riots, more and more problems, and the military, the police in every case are ordered to stand down. And if they don't stand down, they'll jam their communications like FEMA did in New Orleans. They'll come in when the police guard the tower and they'll chop it down. That's CBS News. And then when the police stand down and the criminal police run off and start robbing pawn shops and banks and Walmarts on record of their PlayStations and jewels, and the good cops don't know what to do because there's no command and control, they're going to send in the military. And then, after they set the precedent to do that, they're going to stage domestic terror attacks. It'll be completely sappy. You know, how the right-wingers killed the babies. It's always the same. And the military was trying to get food to the children when the militia bushwhacked them. And now the military didn't want to do it. They're going to take the guns and go after the American people. And most of the good old boys are going to cry and come out to the front of their house and turn their guns in and salute the military. The military will say, you're on the list. They're like, I understand. I'll get the back of the truck. I'll prove I'm good. I didn't blow up the babies. And they'll go, good job. And then they'll take them off a little FEMA camp. And, you know, the military that takes you to the camp, they really believe they're doing a good job. And then special officers come in, interview you. All right, put him on the plane. And then they take you, and they got those foreign mercs. And it's like, we're going to have you come out and say you were a terrorist. All right? Oh, by the way, we've got your granddaughter. Oh, you want to see some film of us killing other people's kids? They'll show it. Because we like it. That's who they are. That's how they operate. All right, let's go ahead and start getting to this. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I've told you so far. I know how tyrants operate. I've made it my business to study them. And I've made it my business to meet them head on and stop them. And you can stop them. We know their plans. We can stop them and expose them. Remember, everything you hear this guy talk about, the government, the Justice Department, 8 federal agencies, ATF, FBI, all of them, Border Patrol, shipping drugs in and guns out. Remember, everything he's talking about is the government. Now, let's go ahead. The welfare state, all of it, the government. Martial law attempted in Louisiana. That's the headline, Infowars.com. They're trying it right now, and it's more than just this state rep. It's a whole coalition, and they got the public begging for it, begging for tyranny. By the time they're done, they'll have what they always wanted, military directly delivering the cocaine and heroin from Latin America and Asia directly to them. That'll really boost profits. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
A Louisiana state official says crime in New Orleans is out of control, so much so that he is now asking that the National Guard be brought in to patrol the city's streets, and this was all sparked by the recent death of a toddler. So here's the background. Just this past weekend, Kira Holmes was gunned down while playing outside of her home.
It's for a toddler.
Family held a vigil with candles and birthday balloons in the same courtyard where she was killed. She was to be turning 2 right around Christmas. And emotions ran high as family members spoke of the little girl who never got to see her second birthday.
My grandbaby is gone. I will never see her first school. I will never see her go to church. Nothing. I have toys under my Christmas tree. I have stockings in my house. I didn't even much want to have a Christmas this year because I felt like this. Now my baby gone. They have a conscience and do what they have to do and turn themselves because that's my grandbaby.
Poor lady. Poor lady.
They need to just turn themselves in. Do this for me. Do it for a grandmother. Have a conscience.
And they use this poor woman's pain to sell tyranny.
I want to bring in Louisiana State Representative Austin Badon, joins me live from New Orleans. He is one of the officials who wants to bring the National Guard, just as they did after Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Badon, thank you for coming on. I've read that you said your city's at war. You need the National Guard. Why can't local police do the job?
Well, you know, we've done a lot after the storms of 2005, but this is it's just totally intolerable and it's unacceptable behavior in our city. The local police need help.
Well, stop right there.
Do a lot of
the military, admittedly, is filling up with the very gangs that are there. Our government won't stop the MS-13, the Mexican Mafia, any of it. The government sells most of these groups the drugs on record. Gives them the guns to knock out rival groups that don't launder money properly and take orders properly. Again. And now the state and city government can't do it. Now we need the National Guard. This is how it happens. Society collapses by design, and the people that engineered the collapse are there to save us with a bigger nanny state. This is what martial law is called. When the National Guard's called into your town at checkpoints, that's called martial law. But hundreds of newspapers are making fun of Ron Paul. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Different things that are building our city. We're rebuilding our infrastructure. We're building our schools back. We're building our economic base. But we have a select few people who are going out there and committing heinous crimes in broad daylight, killing people, killing babies. It's intolerable. We must do something about it. So what I have done is I have called upon the governor to bring in the National Guard. After the storms of 2005, people were a lot more comfortable by seeing the National Guard on the streets of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
To morale higher. We are doing a lot of good.
It boosts the morale. Everything's military now, like some third world country. It boosts the morale. Oh, yeah, to have the National Guard going door to door taking guns with big army and the FBI commanding them. Oh, that was wonderful. Let's go back to the clip.
Things, the people here in New Orleans are very resilient, and they're rebuilding, and they have a real great passion for our city. But we cannot allow certain individuals to carry guns and to go out and to shoot people on a daily basis in this city. So I've asked for the National Guard to come in and create order to assist the NOPD with support and also with patrols and help them to take this city back, because we are at war.
We're going to come back with the rest of it. So patrol, pull triggers on citizens, set that precedent. And triggers were pulled by Big Army against citizens in New Orleans. And you heard it. We can't allow them to have these guns. Again, you can't legislate morality. We are an immoral, degenerate society. The answer is people have guns to protect themselves from these degenerate drug dealers. Oh, by the way, how's your drug prohibition going? Oh, it's getting the government and the big corporations real rich off keeping the prices up, just like alcohol prohibition. Decriminalize it, and those gangbangers will have to find something else to do. Or keep them in prison, but you won't do that either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Coming up, we have a CNN clip where they report that Ron Paul has a 52% chance of winning Iowa with their big scientific breakdown, and that Romney's at 20-something in a distant second. And that's what other polls I have show, is that Ron Paul is turbocharging ahead showing the American people are waking up. And the media is like, but he's worried about troops on the street. You open up the paper, armored vehicles, sound cannons, microwaves, given to local police, army standing by in every city. Government wants checkpoints, TSA running checkpoints with army in Tennessee, families jerked out of vehicles. Yeah, that Ron Paul, he's really nuts. Every day this stuff comes out. And the military, the police, everybody's got to decide what side you're on. I mean, the globalists are going to hurt 99.9% of us, even if you're immoral and evil. It doesn't give you a good deal to go along with this. But I understand those of you that are evil, you can't help it. You're like a moth to flame. You like to side with darkness. A lot of it because you're cowards. Others because it gives you a thrill. Well, you're going to get more than a thrill if this all goes through. Because the globalists, when they take down America, are going all the way. A Soviet-style red terror operation. Roundups, arrests, I mean, they've been training for it. Total re-education, total breaking this country's back. And, again, there's going to be, people are like, well, we'll have a big war with the police and military. The globalists love that. They'll let that in the first waves chew up the military and police and bring in the foreign mercs on record. So, you idiots, they're going to have war with the American people. You are literally sticking your hand down a badger hole. And I don't have any thrill of, ooh, there might be a conflict in a 1776 physically. Only anyone who studied history would never want that. But you can't go to FEMA camps. You can't become a total slave. And it's just escalating more and more into that area. But we've got whoever fires first loses. So we don't want to go there. Now, a lot of times in history with the tyranny, people wake up and it gets reversed. And it could happen now. Now, these globalists are not as coordinated as they'd like to be. They're outrageously criminal. Fast and Furious came out, proving they staged false flags. A lot of stuff has come out. A false flag's a frame-up, folks. They framed the Second Amendment with Fast and Furious. They framed conservatives and libertarians and the states' rights movement that the system could see was going to win in 95 with Oklahoma City. They framed the Middle East with 9/11. Do you understand that? And they framed our liberties with it. All right, let's go back to the newscast where he really starts getting wild with how, you know, the people want the military and we're in a war and all this. Here it is.
But we cannot allow certain individuals to carry guns and to go out and to shoot people on a daily basis in this city. So I've asked for the National Guard to come in and create order to assist the NOPD with support and also with patrols and help them to take this city back, because we are at war. When you're at war, you have to bring in soldiers.
When you use a word like war.
Stop there. See, it's a war on illiteracy. Illiteracy gets worse. It's a war on mental illness. Mental illness off the charts. The drugs make you sick on record on their own inserts. A war on terror. The government runs the terrorists. The criminals do. You understand, anything they're warring against, the war on alcohol was because the elites wanted to get rid of all the legal distilleries and run bootleg operations and make thousands of times profit, which they did. That's all mainline history. They launched a war on cocaine in Latin America to shut down their competition and boost prices. They launched a war, you know, on domestic extremists. That means real Americans. We're at war. We're at war. The child was shot. The army's got to be on the streets permanently with the police. And we know it was all a federal beta test. They've always planned this with New Orleans. And now Chicago, Illinois is calling for it. I mean, this stuff is happening. This is a plan, a long-term plan. And now the Congress has passed a law saying they can do it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.